Let him know who it is.
I now present to you
Force Fed Fizzballs Globe Squatter Radio Sonar 2009 Special, Europe's hottest electronic music festival. With your hosts, Prince Nod and Suckerfish P. Jones.
My name is Mike Slott. I'm originally from Dublin, Ireland. Grew up musically in Glasgow, Scotland, I think, and currently in New York. Yeah, first time here in Barcelona, first time at Sonar, and I'm playing on Friday as part of the Red Bull event. Yeah, I was in the Academy in 2003, so when I was in Cape Town. So it's a wee while ago, 6 years ago. I remember coming away from it feeling really, really sort of refreshed. Musically, I went in kind of thinking like, right, this is this kind of music and that's that kind of music and that goes there. And like 2 weeks in Cape Town, I came out just with this sort of idea of like, oh, you know, music is music, and you know, it all kind of opened my ears to lots and lots of different kinds of music. I don't know if it's how much of an influence on sound it's had, but I know I hadn't released any records when I was at the Academy, and it was actually a few years after that we started releasing records, myself and Hudson Mohawk, doing the Herald to Change stuff. And I think that stuff was kind of born out of maybe being in Dublin, being in Glasgow, not really working with so many MCs. So it was like instrumentals. It just kind of became instrumental stuff, and the space that you would have maybe traditionally for an MC, you just try to fill it up because there was no MC. So I think that probably influence the sound more than anything, really. I don't think I really sit down to make music and go, right, this is for the club. I don't think I've ever done that. I would perhaps like to, but I don't think that's my sort of like natural attraction to music. It becomes interesting then when you want to do a live set, which for the most part is in like a club setting, and like the challenge is to, you know, to use your music and to make it not necessarily danceable, but in, you know, some parts of it up tempo. There's quite a few musicians in the family. My dad was a jazz musician in Ireland for years. My brother is a multi-instrumentalist who's, you know, he's put out records himself and still putting out records. So I just grew up around music, and I don't think it was anything sort of conscious or anything like that, but I don't think I was always, like, getting back to what you're saying, but like tempo and like club stuff or whatever, I don't think that was something that I was sort of around as much as maybe, say, like jazz or something like that, or other kinds of music. I always listened to hip-hop, you know, in school, and I just always listened to hip-hop, so that's, when I was making music, I was sitting down to make hip-hop, and I always like, you know, I love melody, and I think it's actually even more of just a natural thing. It's not even sitting down and go, right, this is going to be a melodious tune, it just sort of comes out like that, maybe to my detriment sometimes. No, I was always making hip-hop, pretty much, and it's kind of, I guess it's developed to what it is now. I think maybe just to do with sort of experimenting and messing around, but I mean I really do still consider hip hop just maybe like another phase of hip hop in a time where people are listening to all sorts of music. So if someone's gonna sit down and make music and they've got, you know, they're not just listening to hip hop, they're listening to all sorts of stuff. But maybe hip hop kind of glues it all together. Well, that's just speaking for me. I still think it's hip hop, you know. What's up? This is Mike Slott. You're listening to Force Fed Fistfuls.